Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Tonight, Speaker of Parliament alleged grand collusion between the executive and judiciary to undermine Parliament in an holds-barred press conference on recent controversy on the declaration of some seats as vacant.
Ladies and gentlemen, recent acts of the judiciary and executive, and I see them as interference in the workings of Parliament, pose a direct challenge to the essence, jurisdiction, authority, powers, and functioning of the esteemed institution of Parliament.
We have details as he accuses the President and the Supreme Court of sinning against the Constitution of Ghana with the action and inaction on the anti-LGBTQ plus bill.
Both the President and the judiciary have sinned against the Constitution and must seek the opportunity to confess and repent to be forgiven.
More as he takes on the Attorney General for accusing him of committing a crime by allegedly illegally procuring the services of Thaddeus Sory as his lawyer.
I'll meet the Attorney General and I'll tell him my peace of mind on some legal issues and pronouncements he made at the Supreme Court.
Plus, the Speaker taking on the Chief Justice for saying there is a constitutional crisis because Parliament has not been sitting.
By disabusing and setting the minds of Ghanaians at ease. There is no constitutional crisis in this country. I repeat, there is no constitutional crisis.
And there is more drama expected in Parliament as the NDC group serve notice. They are still the majority side in the House.
We shall be taking our seat in the chamber in accordance to the majority side, which we are in Parliament, and we shall be open to supporting our colleagues in the minority.
And this is Top Story brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holding set size spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin says there is a grand agenda by both the executive and the judiciary to weaken and undermine the Parliament of Ghana. In a no-holds-barred news conference to address recent controversies over the declaration of some seats as vacant, Alban Bagbin described the recent development as a power play and an interference by both the executive and the judiciary to interfere in the duty of parliament. The speaker claimed the conduct of both arms are destabilizing Ghana's democracy.
The current brouhaha may be likened to a power play between the arms of government and has the potential to undermine our democracy and the authority of parliament. Its outcomes could subvert Ghana's constitutional order and the democratic system. Ghanaians have toiled, sacrificed their lives, and shed blood to establish for decades. Ladies and gentlemen, recent acts of the judiciary and executive, and I see them as interference in the workings of Parliament, pose a direct challenge to the essence, jurisdiction, authority, powers, and functioning of the esteemed institution of Parliament, which is the repository of the sovereign will of the people of Ghana. It is increasingly becoming clear the judiciary and the executive are seemingly colluding to weaken parliament. The decision of the Ghanaian voters in the 2020 presidential and parliamentary elections is clear and loud to all discerning people. The decision is obviously a preference for a consensual and collaborative governance to a winner-take-all government. The majoritarian system of parliament, where the minority have a say, but the majority have its way, was rejected by the voters. They rather opted for inclusivity, collaboration, consensus building, leaving nobody behind. The equal representation of the two major parties in Ghana, resulting in the composition of a hung parliament to the voters, is the better way forward for our dear nation.
The speaker insists he has not conducted himself in a way as to obstruct the work of government, explaining he and the NDC group have been bending over backward to accommodate the business of government.
I'm the first speaker in the Fourth Republic, in fact, in the history of Ghana, to work with a president who belongs to a different party, to work without a majority party in parliament, but with an evenly divided parliament, 137, 137 apiece. That is a hung parliament. Decision making has therefore not been smooth sailing. As the Speaker of Parliament, I hold the balance in favor of the national interest. But sometimes, bend backwards to accede to government requests because government has been given the mandate to govern. In the current hung parliament, the new standing orders of parliament had to cater for such a government by a number of provisions in the standing orders. We also provided provisions for all the other options of government that I just explained. For instance, a day which we called a decision day has been designated in the new standing orders, where the speaker, in consultation with the leadership of the house, will set aside to allow members of parliament who are ministers and deputy ministers, the opportunity to be present in parliament, to be counted in support of government position, to ensure government business does not suffer for lack of government members of parliament in parliament. Despite the above, often the number of government members present still don't add up due to the nature of the duties and responsibilities of ministers and deputy ministers. The NDC members of parliament, however, understood the situation and on a daily basis cooperated with the MPP members of parliament to see government business through. In spite of this, the NDC members are said to be saboteurs of government business.
Our parliamentary affairs correspondent Kweku Asante sat through this news conference and has joined us with details. Kweku, I want to first deal with this. Now, we know that this is the first time the speaker is addressing the press in this manner. He insists some of these developments in parliament could be dealt with in parliament without a resort to the courts.
Well, yes, Brace. According to the Speaker of Parliament, persons like the majority leader, Alexander Pickens, who continuously run to the Supreme Court at every given opportunity to vent their spleen over matters that have been in Parliament, are simply acting in a way that is weakening Parliament. Goes ahead to actually pass a verdict on both the judiciary and the executive, who he says in certain matters have conducted themselves in a way that sins against the Constitution, citing in particular the stalemate over the anti-LGBTQ bill.
The powers of the judiciary ends where the nose of parliament starts. The Constitution is very clear on freedom of speech and of proceedings of parliament. Articles 115 and 116 grant members of parliament privileges and immunities of speech, debates, and proceedings on any matter or thing brought by a member in or before parliament by petition, bill, motion, or otherwise. This means happiness in parliament must remain in parliament. So the cause must and has always been hesitant to interfere in the of parliament. In the celebrated case of Tufour versus the Attorney General, the Supreme Court affirmed that happenings in Parliament are a closed book. Despite these provisions, the courts are replete with debates and proceedings of Parliament. Most worrying is these proceedings are initiated by some members of Parliament, even leaders of Parliament, who ought to know better. Parliamentarians who are to be loyal to Parliament rather than to the Supreme Court run to the Supreme Court at the slightest opportunity to use the Supreme Court to undermine Parliament. This might be one of the reasons Parliament and members of Parliament are not respected and treated with disdain. This was exhibited by the President's refusal to even receive the LGBTQ plus bill, duly processed and passed without any legal basis. The judiciary is supportive of this conduct by the receipt and processing of a suit on this subject matter. These are dangerous precedents in our democratic journey. Both the President and the judiciary have sinned against the Constitution and must seek the opportunity to confess and repent to be forgiven.
Well, Kweku, the Speaker cited that case there, which is at the Supreme Court, and he then created an impression that he does not believe justice is being done in this case.
Well, yes, Brace, the Speaker of Parliament talks about the verdict of the court. The court said that these four MPs must be represented in Parliament up until the full determination of the matter. The Speaker of Parliament said That baffles him because in a matter of desecration, the court stopped that MP from working for over 15 months. And then also when it comes to the matters of South, the Supreme Court has been very lax on that matter so that a whole constituency has not been represented in Parliament for 4 years. He does not believe why the court will say this and then in the next position, take another position. He does not believe that the court has been consistent when it comes to these matters.
Let me state unequivocally, Parliament owes its duty to the people who established and elected its members to serve and represent them. The wheels of Parliament will continue to turn, and no person will be allowed to disrupt parliamentary proceedings or to undermine the democratic mandate of Parliament. When I ruled in January 2021 on the issue of which side constitutes majority and minority in Parliament, the ruling was in favor of the majority group then. It was not an act of lawlessness as to cause constitutional crisis. When I ruled in the matter of the vacation of seats by Honorable Kennedy Ajapong, Honorable Henry Korte, and Honorable Sara Adjoa-Safo, the question of the interpretation of the constitution was not raised. When my predecessor declared the former seat vacant in 2020, applying the same provisions of Article 97, the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court to interpret and enforce provisions of the Constitution was not invoked. Peace reigned in these instances, and nobody cried and ran to the Supreme Court under the guise of constitutional interpretation. If I may ask, is it a legal matter for the Supreme Court to decide as to which side of the House constitute the majority or minority? It is for good reason that justice is said to be blind. And further, that justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done in all cases.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now it's our lowest price of the season on our top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Speaker had time, to take on the AG for his submissions in court and in an interview he granted to you.
Well, yes. In court, the Attorney General, Godfrey Ebuadame, did raise a matter having to do with the legal representation of the Speaker in the person of Thaddeus Sory. Right afterwards, I also did interview him, and he expatiated further on the matter. And in fact, it was during that interview that he went as far as to say that he believed that the Speaker of Parliament may have committed a crime. I, again, got the opportunity today and asked the Speaker of Parliament whether or not he had committed a crime and what he made of that PPA letter. He rubbished the claims of the Attorney General and said he will meet the Attorney General personally and tell him his mind.
I will plead with you. Go and look at that letter. He's the Attorney General. He did his service in Parliament here. I was leader then, when he was doing his service here. Yes. So I know him very well before he became Attorney General. Read that letter carefully. And that's one of the things they are missing. There's vast difference between Parliament as an institution and the office of the Speaker. The Speaker is the party before the Supreme Court, not Parliament. So as Speaker, when the Attorney General is taking a different position from my position, I should still contract him as my counsel. I will leave it at that. Once I'll meet the Attorney General, and I'll tell him my peace of mind on some legal issues and pronouncements he made at the Supreme Court. You know, Attorney Generals must be respected as learned, but it should not be part of what Obama referred to. Not me. It will not work.
Well, Kweku, the CJ in court said the country was facing a constitutional crisis because Parliament has not been speaking. The has not been sitting. The Speaker responded to this.
Hello, Brace.
Yeah. So I want to find out from you, the other time when the Supreme Court sat, the Chief Justice said in court that the country was facing a constitutional crisis because Parliament had not been sitting. The Speaker responded to this, right?
Well, yes, the Speaker of Parliament did dedicate a lot of time right at the outset of his speech to say that any person who would say there is a constitutional crisis because Parliament is not sitting is engaged in misinformation and disinformation.
Kweku, so, I mean, what will happen tomorrow as to certain arrangement? Who is majority and who is minority?
Well, particularly regarding that, the Speaker of Parliament says he's not going to dabble in that. Those matters, some part of it is in court and all that. He's not going to go into that. As to the seating arrangement, he's also not going to get into that because that is the business of the clerk. But right after the Parliament did grant this press conference, the minority, the NDC side, did follow up with a press conference. And they say that they are the majority and they will turn up tomorrow for the parliamentary proceedings, the recall of Parliament, and they will take the right-hand side of the Speaker. Listen to Kwame Govan Saguja. He is the chief whip of the NDC caucus in Parliament.
Tomorrow, as a result of the directive of Mr. Speaker, in line with the Constitution and standing orders, the majority NDC shall attend upon the House at appropriate time as directed by Mr. Speaker. We shall take our rightful place in the chamber as to where we sit, and wait for whatever businesses that may come in front of us. Our advice to our colleagues in the minority MPP is to try and prioritize business that is in the interest of the people of this country, and they shall find favor and cooperation with us in trying to deal with those businesses. We can assure them that as long as the business is in the interest of improving the lot of Ghanaians, they can count on the majority NDC caucus in Parliament to support those initiatives, to pass those things that would help.
Quite an interesting day in Parliament. Let's bring in lawyer Alexander Kojokom Aban, who is former MP for Gomua West and also a private legal practitioner. And also Yusif Suleimana, who is MP for Bole Bamboi. Grateful to you gentlemen for staying with us. Let me bring in lawyer Aban. You have been a member of Parliament and you are a lawyer as well. Now, is the Speaker not right to think that the judiciary and executive are against the workings of Parliament when he is able to cite a number of times the court have been used to thwart the effort of Parliament?
Thank you very much. And here's to your cherished listeners. The constitutional matters going on actually throws into focus one of the things that a lot of us have been talking about, that the position of the Attorney General should be completely insulated from executive influence. he asked a question which I felt was, drove home the point, that when the Attorney General holds a contrary view as him, why should he, the Speaker, appoint him as his counsel? So that one would be for another discussion.
Okay.
But I think that this whole hullabaloo is the doing of the Speaker himself.
How so?
Yes. You see, he cited a number of examples and probably guided by the ruling of Professor Mike Okwei when he was Speaker on the Formina seat at a time that I was in power. The truth of the matter is that the fact that nobody challenged that one before the courts did not make it right. I want the Speaker to understand that. I can give examples of things that we have been doing, for instance, issues of bail and other things that for many years we had done. And other people read through the law again, decided to go to court to challenge the status quo. And the courts said that, yes, you are right. We can mention the cases that Martin Pegu did. So the fact that Mr. Professor Okwei relied wrongly, though it was, on his own interpretation of Article 97, Clause 1, G, and H, did not make it right then. And it couldn't have been right now. Even though nobody challenged it. That's what I want to say on that one.
But I mean, his concern that the judiciary and the executive are thwarting the effort of Parliament, and he enumerates several instances where he feels so. And I'm asking,
that statement is very unfortunate to come from him. In fact, the judiciary is the only body that does not, on its own, move to encroach on the turf of any other person until and unless somebody comes before them.
Okay.
You must understand that.
Mm.
And that is why, probably, even if the judiciary would have had a different view from Professor Okwei in his judgment or in his ruling on the Formina case, because nobody went there, the judiciary did not speak.
Mm. Let me bring in Habib Idrisu. Stay with me. Let me bring in Habib Idrisu, who is First Deputy Majority Chief Whip and MP for Tolong. Habib, grateful for joining. What's your reaction to what the Speaker did today?
Hello?
Yeah. What was the reaction of the majority to what the Speaker did today?
Yes. We watched from our office because we were not invited to the press briefing by the Speaker. And our initial observation is that the serious issues that are running through the minds and the hearts of Ghanaians and many members of Parliament were left unanswered. If not referred to the court, but rather Speaker would say it is the clerk who has the duty to do that. Case in point has to do with seating arrangement, where who will sit where. When the question was asked, he said that's not the duty of the Speaker, it is the clerk. Then the issue of whether the members, four members, will be allowed to come into the chamber or not. He said the case is in court, and so many other issues. So, you know, we can say in the majority that there is nothing much to actually say that you are speaking about what the Speaker told the media, but rather to actually have that interactions with them and then attack certain arm of whatever he want to do. But what is clear is that we are coming back tomorrow to Parliament, and we are majority and we will sit on the right hand side of the Speaker tomorrow.
The NDC has served notice that they will sit on that right-hand side because they are a majority, and that if you cooperate with them, business will run smoothly.
Cooperating with them in a sense, in what sense? Number one, when you listen to Speaker press media briefing, he made a point that when he said it's not a ruling, that it was his comment. When he read his comment, he said he did not give any order What are the orders? The orders that the minority is majority. The orders that they have more numbers than us. The orders that he's referring to are Atufosin as a majority leader. But even if you listen, he said, if you go back and read the Hansard or watch the video on that day, even after he read his comment, he'll call it now. But for us, it's a ruling because it has consequences on the composition of the House based on what he said. He still referred to our majority leader, Honorable Senior Marcus, as majority leader in Atufosin. And I also acknowledge that there is a ruling from the Supreme Court that has set aside his ruling, the stay of his ruling. He has acknowledged it because that's why he went to actually file for it to be set aside, which was denied. So what will the on what basis would the NDC come and sit in the majority side? On what basis that the Speaker has read the statement, the basis that the Speaker himself has said that the Supreme Court have ruled for the stay of his ruling, the fact that the Speaker himself have gone to the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court aside their own ruling on the stay of execution, on what basis? If not violent, not causing confusion,
sit in the majority side? So what will be the game plan of the majority tomorrow to ensure that the minority do not occupy the majority side of the House?
What I can say and assure Ghanaians is that the MPP and we in the majority side, we are law-abiding citizens. We enjoy the democracy that we are all enjoying. We will not involved in any act of violence, any act of confrontation, anything to mar the beauty of what democracy. When we go normally, before we go into the chamber, we seek and both leadership of the House, minority, majority, and Speaker, to discuss about things. This matter will come up, and if the Speaker cannot be bold to say that, the MPP caucus are the majority and they will sit on my right hand side and that. We will advise ourselves. And we also know that if he do that, it's a disrespect to the Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court he has gone to tell them side. And when he do that, we also have our right under Article 95, I think 2, 3 of or 4 of the Constitution. And we know that if the Speaker disrespects the Constitution, we also activate certain things within the Constitution.
Okay. Let me bring in Yusuf Sulemana, who's MP for Bolibamba. Yusuf, so we understood when the Speaker adjourned the House that there will be some consultations. It looks as though there hasn't been any. What happened? We thought that there will be that consultation so that the House can run smoothly.
First of all, let me say good evening to our cherished viewers or listeners, and to also say good evening to Aban, Olaya Aban, and then my brother Habib. Yes, so one would have thought that after the adjournment, there would have been some consultation so that today would have, gotten some headway in terms of how we're going to conduct business tomorrow. Unfortunately, from what I've just listened to, from what I've just gotten from Honorable Habib, there wasn't any consultations of that nature. And for me, one would have thought that they would have initiated it. And once they haven't initiated it, and I think that they are in majority, tomorrow I believe that we will be in majority, or we are in majority. I'm saying this because, you see, we have an arm of government called Parliament, and it is the Speaker who has it. And so anytime there's any formal communication, we are a house of records. It is the Speaker who come and communicate that to us. And on the basis of that information, we now have a direction and we move towards that direction. We implement whatever he tells us to do. We must respect him. We must respect that institution. So
but Habib, when the Speaker had acknowledged the servants of that ruling on him, and you say you will still be in the majority, wouldn't that be disrespecting the Supreme Court?
So I'm saying that if the Speaker comes to us tomorrow, like he alluded to the fact that they're going to have a conclave meeting, if at the conclave meeting is resolved, or Speaker says that I received some ruling, sort of, and that the four people who are supposed to vacate their posts are supposed to come back, then automatically we go to our minority status. One that is not communicated to us, as it stands now, we are in majority. and respectfully we'll go and take our seats on the right-hand side. And we are not going to involve ourselves in any violence or whatever. We go in quietly and take our seats. If our brothers agree and swallow their ego and go sit at the left-hand side, then we'll conduct business. But as it stands now, until the speaker directs or tells us that, you listen to speaker's, conference, press conference, and he clearly stated that he disagrees with the Supreme Court. So if he disagrees with the Supreme Court, okay, and he's still contesting the case in court, we are waiting for him to give us directive. We cannot listen to the media out there, and we cannot listen to any other person. We have a house that has records, and so we want to listen to the person who is responsible for communicating official information to us. Then we will take a step.
You're part of leadership. Why wasn't that consultation done?
Hello?
Yeah, Habib Rusu, I'm asking you, you are part of leadership. Why wasn't that consultation done? Do I still have Habib on the line? Habib Idrisu is first.
I'm not sure he's on the line, but...
Okay. Because I really wanted to understand why that. But this has been a tough story here. Lawyer Alexander Aban is still on the line. Lawyer, let me take your concluding remarks. What do you expect Parliament to do tomorrow when they reconvene? Okay. So this has been Top Story. My name is Samuel Kojobris. Coming up next is Newsnight.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sauteed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.